Over the course of our stewardship season, we're going to be having folk share a little bit about what this church means in their lives and why it's worth it to support what we're about. Last week we heard some wonderful, wonderful words from Alyssa. And normally the pastor doesn't do that thing, but I wanted to share how come Barb and I support this church. Barb and I have a sailboat, and we keep it moored in Malice Bay. And you have to keep a boat at a mooring or on an anchor. That's where it's safe. That's where it stays put until the next time you see it. But that's not what a sailboat's for. A sailboat is for catching the living, blowing wind and moving toward a new place. And that's where the life comes from. That's where the exhilaration comes from. And that's why people have a sailboat. No one goes out to a sailboat to hang out at anchor. Or maybe they do, but that's really boring. I was interviewing a whole lot of candidates for ministry this week. And some of them have a model of church that's a lot like a boat at anchor. They've come into a place that's always done things a certain way, and they continue that. And so the church is where it was 10 years ago and 30 years ago and 100 years ago. And if we still lived in Christendom, it would be the same in 10 years from now and 20 years from now and 50 years from now. But there's a problem that we're not in Christendom anymore. In 10 years, they'll be turning off the lights and closing the doors, and the church will be turned into a restaurant or a snappy art center or something else. The reason Barb and I stay connected here and the reason we support it with our tithe is because this is a congregation, this is a community of faith that is raising its sails and making the dangerous choice to unhook the boat from the mooring, to test the wind, to test the spirit, to go where God is calling us. And that means we don't always have a whole lot of control. And we have to do some real prayer about where it is God wants us to head. And if it blows really hard, it's pretty scary. And sometimes you'll feel becalmed, but you still have the sails up. And sometimes you end up precisely where God would have you be. So Barb and I support this community of faith, not because y'all are wonderful and friendly and fabulous, although you are, but it's because we feel this community is a community that God wants to use to do new things in the world, as scary as that can be. So for us as a spiritual discipline, what we do is what's called tithing, which is not a legalist thing, but it's the simplest way for us to do planned giving. Is we get a paycheck from the church, and Barb gets a paycheck from lots of different churches and from individuals, and we take the decimal point on the check and we move it over one place. And that's what goes to our community of faith. to make the ministries that are possible, possible. We take what God has given us as a gift and return 10% of that to this people and this place and these prayers and these ministries. Now, a lot of churches are like, everyone who's a member must be doing 10%. Is that 10.0%? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, that is legalism when you do it that way. It works for us where we're at. For some people, 10% is not enough because they have plenty and can afford more than 10. Other folks, that's impossible given their situation. And to be able to simply say, here's what we plan on, here's what we think is coming in, and we're going to set aside this amount so that we can live on, for Barb and me, we need to live on 90% of what our check is. The crucial thing for the coming year for us to be able to plan on what our ministries are is for y'all to be able to make a planned gift. And it might be a percentage. It might be, here's the number each week we can do. It doesn't matter what that number is. It's the prayerful moving toward it. It's the prayerful consideration of where does this community of faith and what God's calling it to mean to me and to my family? And where do I put that in my life? As I said in the letter that I sent out, Donna very nicely said, it's our minister who doesn't like to talk about money. Yes, true fact. I don't like to talk about money. And I feel very self-conscious up here talking about tithing or whatever else. I don't like talking about money. I like talking about ministry, and I like talking about how we can make it happen and how you can make it happen and what God is calling us to in 2016 and 2020 and beyond. So us and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will know that there are people called Essex Center, a people called Methodist, a people called Christian, a people called people of faith who will leave not just our mark, but God's mark on this place. So join me in that process, and amen.